You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
What's up, membershipers? Thanks for joining me for another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison, chief geek around these parts, and I'm so grateful you've chosen to spend a little part of your day with me. If you're new to the podcast, first of all, welcome. I am so glad that you have found us. You're listening to the number one podcast for membership owners, for anyone looking to start, build and grow a membership that will go the distance. We've been doing this over 10 years now and we are not slowing down with our weekly insights, advice, ideas and just musings shared from the front line of the membership industry for over a decade. Make sure you hit subscribe to ensure you do not miss a single episode, which I'm sure you've already done if you're a long-term listener. If you have been following us for a while, thank you so much for your continued support, all the great feedback, all the great reviews. I do hope that the show is helping you out. If you have learned something from the podcast that you've implemented into your membership strategy, if some of the tips that we've used have helped you out in any way, I would be so grateful if you would just take a moment or two of your time, no more than 2 minutes tops, to leave a nice shiny 5-star review with a few kind words about how the podcast has helped you out. It means so much. It helps us reach more people, lets me know that I'm doing my job right, and I just love reading them. I read every single review personally. So if you have time to do that, I'd be very grateful. Hit me up on social media at Membership Geeks everywhere to let me know you've left a review so I can thank you personally. All right, today we're talking about personal productivity, how we structure our days as membership owners. Because when you're running a membership, there's so many plates to spin. And I know from our community, from our audience, that figuring out how to structure your day, how to manage everything, how to choose what to prioritize is something a lot of people struggle with. Compared to other types of online business, there is so much more involved in running a successful membership site. Especially if you're doing it on your own, even if you do have a small team, there's a lot of hats to wear, a lot of plates to keep spinning. How in the world do you, first of all, decide where your attention goes, but secondly, actually plan and organize your day to ensure that you get through all the things you need to get through? So I'm by no means the most productive person in the world. I am not a productivity expert. I know several. I've taken advice from them, and I've been in business for the better part of 20 years. Gosh, maybe even longer by this point. I forget now. I'm getting to that age. And so I've picked up a few things. I've tried a lot of different things over the years. I've tried things like the Pomodoro technique, where you work in 25-minute bursts and take a little 5-minute break. I tried the whole getting things done method with index cards and stuff like that, and it just didn't work for me. There's a couple of things that I found useful for me. I want to share them, but I also want to preface this by saying, just because they work for me doesn't mean they'll work for you. I interviewed the fantastic Louise Miller a number of weeks ago, where she shared her productivity tips. And one of the main things that she wanted to instill is the idea that there is no one approach, there is no one methodology that is guaranteed to make you more productive. It just really depends on what fits you. But I want to share what I do anyway. So one of the first things I utilize in terms of kind of deciding where my attention should go and what to prioritize and, you know, what to do with the workload that comes in is I use something called the Eisenhower Decision Matrix. You might have heard of this. Sometimes it's also called the Urgent Important Matrix. So this is just kind of like a basic framework to very quickly prioritize and figure out what to do with the different things that land on your plate. So the idea is you kind of almost have a 2x2 grid. Across the top, you have urgent and not urgent. Down the side, you have important and not important. And then you simply look at every task, everything that comes across your desk in terms of that grid and categorize things. So you will have tasks that come in that are both urgent, so they need dealing with now, and they are important. They will move the needle. They need addressing before problems occur. So those urgent and important tasks, those are the ones you push up to the top of your list. You will have tasks that are important, so they are key in your strategy. They are things that absolutely do need doing, but they're not urgent. It's not going to hurt if you leave them a week or two, or you can schedule them for later. You also have tasks that are urgent, so they are timely, but they're not important at all. They don't really move the needle. They don't need dealing with. The world isn't going to really change for you and your membership if you don't do them. But if you were to do them, the task is urgent. It is on a deadline. And then you have the tasks that are not urgent and not important. Looking at all the different things that come across your desk and really thinking about which of these four categories do they fit in, where on this matrix do they actually fit, that can help you to decide your order of priorities and also just decide what to do with the tasks as a whole. So the tasks that are urgent and important, well, those need to be done, and they need to be done pretty quickly. The tasks that are important but not urgent, well, these are things that you should be looking to schedule in for further down the road so that you at least remove them from your attention right now. The stuff that is urgent, so it is timely, but it isn't really all that important, well, that's the kind of thing that you can look to delegate to someone else or outsource to somebody else. But the tasks that aren't urgent and aren't important, well, should you really even be doing them at all? Can you just get rid, take that off your plate completely, turn stuff down, scrap those plans? So starting out with this kind of priority matrix, so you can make a decision on what to prioritize and what to get rid of. What tasks do you just delete? So some people will use this grid to essentially categorize tasks into four things: the tasks they do, the tasks they decide on scheduling, the tasks they delegate, or the tasks they delete. Handily comes out with four D's: do, decide, delegate, delete. Making sure that you're not looking at every single thing on your to-do list equally, you're not giving them equal weight, will really help you to create this hierarchy of what absolutely should be top of the list, what should be further down, and what should perhaps be taken off your list altogether. So that's one of the things that I always try to run anything that comes on my plate, anything that goes on my to-do list, through that decision matrix. I then like to look at those tasks in terms of the actual size. So is this something that can be done in one sitting? Is this just a 5-minute quick thing? It's urgent, it's important, but it only needs 10 minutes of my attention. Is this a huge project that is going to span months? Is this something that maybe I need to spend a few hours or a day or just 1 or 2 days this week on? So having decided the priorities of essentially the importance and the urgency of what I'm looking at, I'll then try and assess, okay, is this a big rock? I can't remember where the whole big rocks, little rocks came from, but it lodged in my brain. I look at, okay, what are my big rocks? So the stuff that's going to take forever. What are my little rocks? So the stuff that I could get done today. And what are the pebbles? What are the little 5-10 minute things that could be done? So we've already looked at things in terms of their priority. We then look at things in terms of what it'll actually take to get them done. How much time do they need? How much work do they need? Is it a big rock, a little rock, or is it a pebble? Having done that, and again, you know, this sounds like I'm really sitting down with this big, well thought out, you know, checklist of stuff to assess every task. These have just become mental models. These have become things that are in my brain that I now just use to assess things in pretty quick order. But having assessed all of that, that then helps me with the way that I structure my day. So I structure my day using what I call my 3x3 method. I've not come across anyone else who does this, so I am claiming this as my 3x3 method. So if it sucks, I take the blame. If it's good, if it's useful for you, then I'll take the credit, unless someone comes along and says, hey, Mike, you do realize this is very widely known, right? So my 3x3 method looks like this. In every given day, my intention, so my default structure for that day, is that I will spend 3 hours just focused on one big task. So that will typically be a big rock. Which big rock it is will be determined by my decision matrix, but 3 hours will be spent on one big rock. I will then spend an hour each on three different little rocks. So that's another 3 hours in total. Three tasks, 1 hour each. And then I will spend 1 hour on three pebbles, three small tasks. So this gives me 7 hours in the day, which is a typical kind of working day. So 3 hours going deep on one task. Three smaller tasks that get 1 hour each. So that's another 3 hour block divided into an hour for each of the three tasks. And then 1 hour on those pebbles, where we look to get three pebbles taken care of during that hour. So this is why we call it the 3x3. 3 hours on one thing, 3 1-hour long tasks, and 1 hour to take care of three smaller things, three pebbles. So hopefully you can kind of see how these different methods, these three different methods I use, tie into each other. The decision matrix helps give me that quick ability to prioritize, to determine what needs my attention, what needs a simple decision on the scheduling, on where it's going to be taken care of, what I could look to have someone on the team do, and what I can just cast off the list forever. I then use the big rock, little rock, pebble kind of grading in my head as to how much time something's going to take. Is this something that's going to be a big project? Is it something that just needs my attention for a few hours? Is it something that's a quick 10-minute job and I'm done? And then with that knowledge, I'm then able to use my 3x3 structure for my days to make sure that I am progressing all the things I need to progress. 3 hours deep on one task, 3 1-hour long tasks, and 1 hour to take care of three smaller things. Now, I did say that this is the ideal default, because I think with any sort of methodology, any structure, any framework that we try to apply to our day, where it often falls down is a lack of flexibility. You start doing the whole Pomodoro technique, and then you get distracted and you miss the 5-minute break you were meant to take, and then that throws everything out. Or you put together a themed day. So I know some people theme their days. So every Monday is marketing day, every Tuesday is bookkeeping day, every Wednesday is social media day. But then something comes up on that day that doesn't fit the theme, but it's highly urgent, it's highly important. So how do you fit that in? And then because you spent 10 minutes on something that doesn't fit the theme of the day, it all falls apart. So rigidity, that lack of flexibility is what I often have found makes methodologies, structures, frameworks, or whatever you want to call it, for trying to be productive, kind of fall apart. So I think the best way to look at anything like this is as the ideal default. On any given day, unless there is something unusual about that day, unless I'm ill, unless I need to break for half of the day, unless I know that actually on this day I need to spend the entire day on one thing. Like on a normal day, the ideal that we are striving for is that 3-3-3. But the world doesn't explode if we have a day where we don't fit that. I think that's the mindset to have, and to not look at it as a failure of your productivity if you need to have a day that doesn't fit into that mold. So hopefully some of this is useful to you. Again, I'm not sharing this as an expert on productivity, but as someone who has been in the trenches running a membership for over a decade and running a business for a decade more, this is what I found has worked for me, having tried all sorts of different approaches, systems, proven frameworks for being productive. This is the thing that I found both simple and straightforward enough to actually be able to sustain it consistently, while also still being well thought out and well considered enough to be useful to me. So if you are trying to find a way of structuring your days, if you're trying to find a way of being more productive or just prioritizing what you're doing, hopefully this is something that maybe kind of sounds like it could work for you. Give it a try. Try even just one part of it. Try, if you're struggling with prioritization, try applying the decision matrix. If you're struggling on how to differentiate the size of tasks, think about things in terms of big rocks, little rocks, and pebbles. And if you really suffer from a lack of structure and consistency in your day, and you worry that, you know, you spend so much time on the small stuff that the big stuff never gets attention, try my 333 method for making sure that on every single day, you are doing deep work on something substantial while also making sure that the other plates keep spinning. That's it from me today. If this is useful to you, if you try it out and you find it actually works for you, hit me up on social. I would love to hear from you. And of course, if you're in our Academy community, pop a question, pop a note in there, give me some feedback there to let me know that this has worked. That's it from me. Thanks so much for spending part of your day with me. I'll be back again next week with another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.